Norman Brown, Out of Nowhere. It's real good. Good evening to our audience around the globe. Hey, welcome to The Buzz, Studio W Buzz, your global radio network. We circle the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And in our opinion, the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. And now it's time for Ms. CeCe's Kitchen. Hey, Ms. CeCe.
Hey, William, how are you doing today?
Doing good, doing good. I see Ms. Great. Moody is back. Victoria, hey.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, Victoria, I'm going to say this before I disappear here, right? She just went off the rails last week. I mean, just, oh my goodness. I thought the fire was going to come through the set.
Ooh. You got to tell everything.
I sure will. That's right. That's right. I also like to blow the whistle as well. So anyway, I'm going to step aside and I'm going to enjoy the show. Ladies, have a good time.
Thank you so much, William. Miss Moody, hey, I'm so glad you are back. But we stood in the gap. Yes, we did. Oh, so it was quite heavy. And so Media Land, Radio Land, hello, hello. As many of you know, this is Miss CeCe's Kitchen. This is real talk. We get with the nitty gritty. We talk controversial issues and, you might get hot sometime, but that's okay. It'll put something on your mind. Guess what? And then you have to think about it and maybe you'll straighten out some things that are crooked. But anyway, we're so glad to be here. We thank God for another day. And we also thank, William for this platform and allowing us to air a God-giving broadcast. And so many of you who have been with us and all our fans who've been with us almost from the day one. And so we are appreciative of you. And I'm hitting share buttons as you see me looking down. But I'm just so grateful to be here today. I woke up this morning and William, it's dreary out here. It's cold out here. I don't know if you're still around, but anyway, I'm talking to Miss Moody too, but we're in the low 50s, and of course at night it's pretty cold, so we had to pull out the big blanket. Come on now. And so some folks, and I'm gonna make some folks probably say, oh, Miss CeCe, no, you didn't go here. Some people wish they had a pair of biceps in next to them.
All right,
okay, let me get off of it. So anyway, the year is fast. It's ending quite fast, and oh my goodness, when I think about, and I was kind of reminiscing, Miss Moody, on some of the topics that we've talked about and some things that were going on in the kitchen, you know. And so today, it was like a chill day for me. I'm like, oh, my God. And I just began to reminisce on the things that we had disclosed. And so I was like, oh, my goodness. And so today, folks, we're going to do an improv. We're just going to do an improv. We're just going to talk. It's a girl kitchen. I got my coffee sitting up here. Last week, we had the black coffee. And it was strong. It could almost stand up by itself. That's how tough it was. So we talked about last week, many of you who were with us, we talked about last week, defined a friend. And I should have say defined a friend, a real friend, as opposed of a friend who's very narcissistic. And so we kind of broke that down last week. And it's quite heavy, but quite informative. It made you think about some things. And Miss Moody, some of the other things that we went through this year, talked about since we've been on the broadcast, run something by me as far as, I think we talked about what a man likes in a woman and vice versa.
We talked about what men like in women and what they do not like in women, and vice versa, what women like, what they're looking for.
Right.
What's reality and what's a dream?
Come on.
A fantasy.
Come on.
Okay. We learned about ourselves. We learned about our dirty selves that we need to wash ourselves over again.
Y'all heard her say dirty.
We talked about how we need to wake up from our sleep and get a grip.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We learned that we all have the ability to be awesome and wonderful.
Right.
We just have to encourage that area. Indeed. We found out in every man, there's a good man.
There's a good man.
And then every woman, there is a good woman.
Come
but
on.
You got to let the good one out. You've been locking her in a closet. You've been locking him in a trunk. Let the good one out.
What is that they say to, you know, you were saying, yeah, girl, listen, you know, in every man, there is a good man. And in every woman, there's a good woman. And our whole main focal point is please find yourself. Please find yourself. Okay. And so I want to talk about something today, and I was just thinking about it. And I was saying, you know, cause I don't want to be rigid, you know, cause this is not what Miss Cece's talking about. We just come in, we serve to stir up a pot of grits and saute shrimp. Come on, Dr. Sam. Come on, Miss Sams. Come on. Make you a nice salad. Come on. So this is the day that we're just going to talk. We're just going to talk about what we talk about. I was thinking about as I was preparing for the last 2 days, and this came to me, and I did this in one of my other groups, No More Tricks and No More Traps. But as I was getting dressed, Victoria, listen, the Lord said, trick or treat. I said, wait, don't lay down.
Okay, now you gotta explain that one to me, cause I can go several different ways with that.
And we gonna go, girl. Wait a minute. He said, trick or treat. I said, whoa. And from the last 2 days, I was thinking, treat it, tricked to be trapped. Okay.
Ooh.
So treat it, tricked to be trapped. Okay.
Wow.
And I was thinking about it. You know, I'm constantly listening to people talk. Miss, but I'm Victoria. I'm constantly listening. I'm so in tune on what people's ideas of things are today. And it's very serious thing that we folks, we learn to pay attention. Now, before we get into it, I do want to tell you that the phone lines are going to be open. I want you to call in. I need you to give your input. We are a friendly kitchen. Come on. We deal with some serious things, but we want you to be a part of the dialogue. And so my number is 951-228-9980. And folks, they will hear you. They will hear you. I want you to share, to come on in. And I'm talking about seasoned, young teenagers. So maybe in our kitchen, we can kind of give you some advice on some concerns that you have. And we don't mind addressing those concerns. And then guess what, folks? If we don't know it, then guess what? We will research it and we will get back to you. That's a promise we will make to you. So, trick or treat, treat it, tricked only to be trapped. Wow.
Oh my Lord.
Girl, I had to start chuckling, laughing. I said, God, why you do me that way? And so, you know, he'd be talking to a girl and sometimes I feel like maybe I'm going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs because I really be dialoguing, okay? Mm-hmm. Talking about some things. Now, when you see my head down, I'm inviting people to come on aboard to let them know that we are here. And so my thing is, listen, Victoria.
Yes, ma'am.
Girl, when I thought of trick or treat, you know, my mind went all kind of ways, girl.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I thought about, wait a minute, about, you know, how they go out for the candy and what have you, and how people nowadays, they've gotten so vindictive and mean. They are subject to put some kind of chemicals in candy or needles and pens and things like that. But I have to go to the humanistic side. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to deal with, folks. How we trick or treat, When you think of a trick, when you think of a trick, you think of somebody who has the street life. right? You think of somebody who's in prostitution or selling, it's now him and herself. Okay. It's not, usually back in the day, it was just one person, just the female sector. And that's what they put their focal point on. But I found out down through the years of talking to people, it's coming, both ways. I got you. Somebody said spiritual too. Yes, indeed. Trick or treat. Come on. Trick to be trapped. Yes, it's spiritual as well. Thank you, listener, for sharing that. That is so real. Now, again, those of you that are coming on, you may not have heard my plea for you to call in. Please don't be afraid to call in, because it's Q&A. We're going to deal with trick or treats, tricks, treated, tricked to be trapped. We're going to deal with that. And so my number again is 951-228-9980. You know, Miss Cece don't have a problem addressing nothing. They're coming aboard. Come on in, y'all, because this is good. Listen, and when I say trick, turning tricks, causing tricks. Victoria, what do you think a trick is? Come on, just your own out of the blue. Just tell me what you think. Did you freeze up on me? Okay, well, we're going to wait for her to come on back. But trick. It's not a good feeling when you are tricked. A trick is a period of deception. Okay? That's what a person who has a trick mentality, deceiving you into thinking something that you are not. Miss Moody, you might have to go back out and come back in because you are frozen, my dear. All right? And so we're going to wait for her to come on in because this is going to be good. I want her in on this dialogue because it is going to be amazing. So now, tricked into doing something that basically is not your character. But so many times, folks, that we're talking about, and this is the holiday season, and people getting all kind of fuzzy on the inside and want somebody to share themselves with and this, that, and the other, especially those that are single. You know, they want to put themselves out there, and you got a lot of tricksters out there, folks. Okay. This is the session that we're going to warn you of their vices and how they conduct themselves. And you've got to be open, because the thing is this, is you don't want to be one of the prey, P-R-E-Y, that they gravitate to. And listen here, they can, they zone into vulnerable people, and it is real talk. And so I'm gonna look up the definition, because this is just impromptu. I have no notes written down. You know, Miss Cece could just really talk about anything. And this has to do with your walk of life. There are some tricksters out there. Somebody said spiritual too. They're in, and you know, the church is my wheelhouse. I'll go there next, but I want to deal with the ways of the world, because it has crept in everywhere, where people give you a false illusion that they are so interested in you. Do I have anybody that can raise their hand and give me a hand? They act like they're so interested in you, only to be working the mojo on your emotions, okay, and your vulnerability. And they want you to think that, oh my God, I am so in love with you, and I so want you. I am this kind of person, and I am that kind of person. And you don't know him from Charles, from Joe, okay, from Blow. You don't know him from nobody, but because sometimes you become so needy and so vulnerable, you're just wanting to accept everything. And don't always think that God is sending him to you, okay? Because the devil will send him to you too. This is tickling my spirit because it's real. Back in the day, I'm going to tell you, when I had backslidden, and when I went out there and did my thing, you know, and many of us know how we like them, and I know how I like mine. Come on here. And so, yes, trick is someone who will intentionally deceive a person exactly into actions that are not true. Exactly. That's the spirit of deception. And we got them everywhere, folks. I mean, they look good. You got some big, fat, bald, slew foot, cross-eyed, ugly, whatever you want to call it. Tricks, okay? Treated, tricked only to be trapped. They know how to treat you nice. Now, look, Dr. Miss Cece is not telling y'all, okay, that, to call anybody out of sort. But I'm going to tell you something. We've got, you always want to look at the Mr. Silver Foxes. Anybody see Mr. Silver Foxes? They look so fine. Lord have mercy, they do. They look fine. I was thinking about that today. I said, oh my goodness, they look so fine. I said, but how is their personality? What are they working with on the inside? Because you can really dress yourself up and look like you really got it going on. And the strut will tell you that they're very confident within themselves. But however, even in the confidence, and that's fine, because let me tell you something, that other booger is confident too in tricking you so that you can be trapped. So, and I'm not talking just about men. I'm looking at the women as well. And we've already dialogued about this earlier part of our starting of the radio broadcast. We talked about some very serious things. So we're closing out. We want to close out this year strong. And so I want to talk to you about, don't allow anybody to intentionally deceive you. Don't allow that. Don't be so wanting. Come on. Both men and women, don't be so wanting that, you know what? Anything goes, because I'm lonely. Just because you want somebody to hold you, just because you want somebody to talk good, nothing's good, good, good stuff in your ear to make you feel like you're awesomely special, when there is a game being played out there that to trap you, come on here, and to make you feel like you are the only one, when they got about 52 of them waiting on you, okay? I'm just telling you, all right? So, oh, wonderful. Okay, William, I have Miss Moody is back. If you can bring her in, I appreciate it. My girl is back. She was having, I'm sure, issues. So we're going to, let me dialogue, excuse me. Give me a moment, folks, because we're going to be in a row, okay? Okay, so we're going to have him bring her in. Okay, and the folks is dialogue. So while we're waiting on her to come back, we want you to be weary and look at things. Listen, put your investigated eye on, your FBI eyes on, okay? Don't accept everything that comes across the table, folks, okay? Because I'm going to tell you something. Satan is making it look real good to get you fooled. Yes, yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. It is real. It is real. And they're making you think that what they are projecting to you is genuine. Now, we talked last week about narcissistic behavior, and I won't go all the way in there, but we talked about narcissistic behavior, and the person will make you think that, oh, man, if you don't come to me, you're going to lose out on the best thing that ever happened to you in your life. That's the person I want to tell to go sit down somewhere, okay, and reflect on who he or she is not, because women do it too, y'all. Okay, make you think that you cannot live life. William, I'm going to ask you if you can bring Miss Moody back in. She is waiting to come back in. I don't know how to get her in. So we're going to wait. We're still waiting. All right. So in doing that, tricks, intentionally, trick or treat. Now, the world say trick or treat. You go up to the house and you think that they have something for you. In actuality, they don't have anything for you, because you're expecting one thing and sometimes they give you something else totally different. That's just like going up to a house that people just, you know, they're real Christians and they go up to a house and they hand them a scripture and put it in, put it in their bag. Now, people are looking for something that they can consume. You see, they're looking for sweets. They're looking for something that's tangible to the body that make them feel good and it tastes good. Okay. And so, give me just a moment. Miss Moody is trying to get back. I gotta tell her, hold on. Give me just a moment. You guys pray. Okay, so I hope she sees this. All right, you guys pray because I want my girl in here. All righty then. So we're waiting for William. William, if you can hear me, please bring my girl back in. She is waiting, waiting, waiting. All right. So they're waiting for something tangible only to get something that they don't expect. Okay. Put a pin right there. Getting something that they don't expect to get. Right. And so, yes, we must beware. If you don't have your sensors up, folks, listen, if you don't have your antennas up with these folk, and I'm not just talking about relationships. I'm not just talking about with, you know, I'm talking about people you work with. I'm talking about people that you surround yourself with. They play all kinds of games. In the business place, they play games. They play foul games to come up with a come up. Okay. What I mean by that is they will keep you at bay, learn your secrets, do what you do. Only they will step in and get the notoriety, intentionally deceiving you, making you think that they got your back. They're going to promote you. They're going to be right there with you. And then they're going to co-sign with you. They'll go to your superior and say, oh, he or she did this. And only in the reality, they go and they say, I did this. I did that. I created this. I created that. So tricks, they play tricks. Okay. And so, in relationships, and let's deal with today because it's a holiday and a lot of people don't like to be alone during the holidays. Folks, you need to learn yourself. Being alone is not a bad thing. Hear what Miss Cece is talking about. Being alone is not a bad thing. Now, before I go into that, you can call in. My number is 951-228-9980. Monica, I want you to call in and say something to me, girl. I know you got something to say. So 951-228-9980. And we're going to unplug this so people can hear you all talk to me. All right. And so that the radio land also can hear what you're disclosing. So go ahead and call in 951-228-9980. And hopefully Miss Moody will be back on because I need to get her back in here. At all costs, I need to get Miss Moody back in here. All right. We're looking for the CEO to take care of that for us. All right. So in the event, let me see. I can't do it. So anyway, what I was alluding to also is because of the holiday. And I'm kind of jumping all over the place here. Let me refocus here. In the event that, you know, the holidays are here and people are not wanting to be alone. You see families going out and you see them doing this and you see them doing that. One of the things that I sit down and something, I know it was God that spoke to me, said, all things as it appears is not as it seems, and as it seems is not as it appears. It's funny how people can get together on the holidays. Isn't that amazing how they can forget all of their indifferences on the holidays? But after the holidays are here, then they go right back into the war zone. Isn't that amazing? And so to me, that's a pretentious spirit, intentionally deceiving, intentionally doing what they are doing. And so we have to very be careful. Now, one of the things I really want to get to, and I was trying to wait for Ms. Victoria to be brought back in by the CEO. If he can bring her back in, that would be great. All right. So one of the things I'm finding out, there are a lot of men on cyber. There are a lot of men on media, a lot of men and women who are reaching out to men and women who they feel are very vulnerable, who are seeking because they too are seeking. And many of them are seeking because they're seeking to the point where they're so deceptive. My thing is, if you have to run down your resume to me the way you do, trying to convince me, I smell a spirit when they try to convince me that they are this and they are that. My thing is just be that, because eventually through the dialogue, you will find out who a person is. Now, men and women who are on here, you will find out how a person is when you go and research their site. I'll let that marinate for a minute. Okay. When you go and research their site and find out their flavor. Wow. Find out their flavor. Find out what they're attracted to. Men who say that, and I'll just speak for me as a woman, men who say that they are all of that and, you know, they're wonderful and they like us. solid woman. They like a woman who loves the Lord. They like this. But when you go on their site and you see pornography on their site, and not to the point where they're butt naked, but they might as well be when their legs are gapped wide open and women showing all of the everything, okay? And all of the pictures are alluding to that, okay? And so I'm looking, I says, well, your mind is someplace else and mine will not go, okay? So it is what it is, period. Because you're telling me that is your flavor. And many women have tried to compete with that type of foolishness. It is foolishness, okay? It is a trick. It is a, okay, we got one caller coming in. All right, we're gonna bring her in. And who am I talking to? This is Miss Cece's Kitchen. Hi there, darling. How are you? I'm good. Can you tell the people where you're calling from? Wow. Give me just a moment. Give me just a moment. Give me just a moment. They said they can't hear you and I want them to hear you. Hold on just one moment. Let me turn something off here. Can you all still hear me? Oh, let me take these out of my ears. Can you all still hear me? Because if you can hear me right now, you can hear her. Let me know. Okay. So let me, Monica, say something to make sure that they can hear you.
Good evening. Good evening. Can you hear me now?
Can you all hear her now? Somebody say yes or no. I want to make sure you hear her. Can you hear her now? They are saying yes. All right, Monica, go ahead.
Okay, so the topic is extremely interesting.
Uh-huh.
Tricks or be treated.
Monica, it's treats, tricked to be trapped, okay?
Treats, yes.
Right.
Okay, so tricks, treating, to be trapped.
That part.
That is an interesting topic. And the reason I find it interesting is because it ties in with the line of work that I do. I work with CSEC youth. And a lot of times, these youth are basically trapped. And they are also given explanations and different statements, as if, you know, they are, I'm on a podcast. Hold on. Give me 5 minutes. They are given information to basically entice them. Now, those are the youth. Now, for young women, I also have a lot of young women that cross my path, and I'm a mentor as well. And so I try to be somewhat transparent in letting these young women know that be careful and be aware.
Uh-huh.
Because like you said, these men, they talk a good game and they always want to soup up their resume.
Mm-hmm.
As to letting you know, oh, I can do this, I can do that, I can do the other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, talk is okay, but actions speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you are faced with a gentleman, or when you are approached with a gentleman in a relationship or whatever, how about you ask the Lord, what are his intentions?
Mm-hmm.
What is he really talking about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's, we as young women, we don't do that. And that's what one thing that we need to do. I don't want to take up a whole bunch of your time, Miss Cece, in your kitchen, but I can definitely tell you that that is a good hot pot to stir up in.
Listen, stay on, girl. Stay on here.
I can go on and on.
Wait.
I can do the show.
Monica, stay on, and thank you, dear, for calling, but hang on in there. And William, if you're standing by anywhere, please let Miss Moody back in. She had to go out because her screen froze and it didn't release her. So please, if you allow her back in, I would appreciate it. She's waiting in the room. All right, Miss Monica, I heard you loud and clear. Listen. I think today that people need to open up their eyes and be more observant and not be caught up in the hype. Not be caught up in the hype and not take everything at face value, because these snakes know how to talk. They know how to woo you and lure you. These are some of the things, Miss Monica, that we talk about. And not only just women to women, but men as well have to watch out for these slick tongue women. Okay. And so there is a story in the Bible where this woman waited for her husband to go on a journey, and she stood out in front of her door, luring men to come in and sleep with her, and told them that there was nobody going to be around because her husband was on a long journey and nobody was going to know. She perfumed her bed. She perfumed herself. So her whole intent was to deceive and to give him treats. Okay. And it is what it is. And so these are the things that we are facing, Media Land. These are the things that we're facing. And what Miss Cece is stirring up in here is that you have to put what spices, and I'll say this in my kitchen, put pepper over here, put salt over here, nutmeg over here. You have to separate some stuff because all things don't mesh good, okay? They don't fit. It depends on the ingredients that you're cooking. And it's good that you said that, because people are so mentally right now depressed nowadays. And they feel like if somebody give them a good word, give them a hug, pay them all that attention, make them feel special, this, that, and the other, that it's going to resolve all of your problems. That is not the case, folks. Okay. Been there, done that. You know, Miss Cece is very transparent. Been there, done that, got a t-shirt. You said, no, not you, Miss Cece. Oh, yes. Miss Cece wanting somebody to take up for the depressive state. Okay. That I was in, the lack of confidence where I was standing, the lack of caring for myself. Hoping that this individual will put a salve on my pain. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be happen. What happens is, treated wonderful, y'all. Treated wonderful. Miss Monica, listen, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you so much. We're going to have you call in again. So just give a listen out. And, did you have any other statement? Hang on. Somebody's saying something here. Hold on. What's the number? Oh, the number is Miss Moody Yeah, that's right, girl. Call on in. 951-228-9980. Again, 951-228-9980. Go on, call us in, Miss Moody. We will not be defeated. That's my girl right there. Y'all pray that she gets back on. But Veronica, thank you so much. I want you to keep listening. And then too, I know that all of us have testimonies. All of us have testimonies where we have been deceived. If people would just tell the truth, okay, we could help somebody. Monica, how did you feel? I'll ask you this one question while another caller is coming in. How did you feel? I'm just going to put it out there in Media Land. How did you feel when you discovered you were tricked? Now we have another caller coming in. Monica, thank you so much for calling, and please hang on in there. We got more to dialogue.
You are so welcome, and thank you. I'll just answer in the chat. How's that? Oh,
that'll be great.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Miss Moody.
Yes.
Honey, we will not be defeated. Listen, folks, my girl is on the phone. We were trying to wait for Mr. William to let her back in. But in the meantime, what you got to say, girl?
Well, one thing I want to say, you said something very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You said that there are times we've all been tricked because we had a need.
Yeah.
And what the trickster does is they zoom in on your needs. And they come in and say exactly what you want to hear.
Come on.
And they tend and they tend to do too much. But when you're doing too much too soon, what are you putting a down payment on?
Come on, girl.
We have to wake up and understand the scam. See, the thing about it is we can't blame it on men because women, we scam too. The Bible, you was talking about the Bible story, how the woman waited until her husband went away and she began to perfume her bed.
Yes.
That was a part of seduction.
Yep.
Seducing.
Yep.
And when you seduce someone, you have an ulterior motive.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times it's for sexual, it's for emotional support, because it's not always about sex.
Right.
Because grown women would rather have a man who can massage her mind than try to massage her behind. Can we go there with it?
Girl, please go there with it. Please. Did y'all hear that, Media Land? Massage her mind. I'm going to have to write that down. Rather than her behind, if her behind's being massaged, this is real talking here. If her behind is the only thing being massaged, then she's empty everywhere else. Can I get an amen?
And that's the thing. We're not, most women, let's just say most women are not looking for a one night stand.
Right.
They're looking for a long-term relationship. When you get to a certain age and a certain maturity, I'm not even going to say age. When you get to a certain maturity, that it's no longer about just the physical. You need someone you can have a conversation with when the thrill is over. You want someone, hallelujah, that can take you to another place.
Yeah. Come on.
Even when you're still sitting on the couch. What people are really looking for, someone who can cause their best self to come forth and be better than where they were when they met you.
Listen. Go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
If you can't find someone that when you get with them, they don't make you better, then you need to check yourself.
Wow. 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 Amazing. Victoria, stay on there, honey. Don't go nowhere. I'm trying to get Mr. William. Are you still trying to get back in, dear?
I can try again.
Okay.
I just want the feedback. I'm going to try again.
Okay. Go ahead and then hang up and then try again, and perhaps he's in the studio to let you in, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in, dear. Thank you so much. She said a mouthful. Listen, let me tell you also, these slicksters do. They use word manipulation. They make you think that there's so many people after them that you better grab them when you have a chance. Hear me when I tell you. They make you think that if you don't grab me now, guess what? You won't get me later. If you've got to do a comparison to the stuff that I've researched, because I should have been the FBI, research on your screen, on your friends list, then I don't want you. If I have to make myself compare to that, then that lets down your standard, folks. Hear me well. It lets down your standards. So they're thinking like what they're doing is massaging your mind by using manipulation to make you think that they are the best thing since sliced bread and peanut butter. Okay? Don't even allow yourself to go in that arena and be tricked. Come on here, treat it like that. Treat it to be tricked only to be trapped. Tricked in thinking that you will not get anyone else, wow, to even look at you. And then 9 times out of 10, those folks, male and female, when they do get you in their arena, they are not who they say they projected themselves to be. They are not. And then before you know it, you are trapped emotionally because you've let your guard down. Then you've given of yourselves. Because that was the motive in the first place. They wanted the treats, babies. Come on here. Let's talk about your treats, your goody goods. They wanted all of that. Once they get it, they tricked you into being trapped. And then your mind is trapped behind them because you think they done worked on your self-esteem. They done, made you feel like you less than. And then you trying to compare yourself to somebody else. Somebody say intellectually stimulated. That's good. I love that. That's good. They stimulate you that area because everybody want to be somebody. Everybody want to be somebody. Anybody else want to call in? My number is 951-228-9980. Trapped. What does entrapment mean? Trapped. Okay. I'm going to look it up because I believe in giving definitions. What does it mean? Anybody want to call in and tell me what they think it means? Come on. Don't be afraid. Come on. This is the place where you can talk adamantly and openly and share your views, and nobody's going to hold it against you. And if they do, that's their problem. It means you're in an unpleasant situation in which you lack freedom, folks. That's what trapped is. Entrapment. You are in an unpleasant situation in which you lack freedom and you feel you cannot escape from it. My goodness gracious. Many of us have been in there and some are still in it, if truth be told. I'm not telling you to tell the truth now. Not if the person is around you that's doing the entrapment. But I'm just saying. And my question to you, do you think you deserve that? Do you think that that is what was intended for your lives? And that is the going thing nowadays, folks. People are lying and manipulating. And listen, do your research. Check them out. Especially all you single ladies and single men. You got single men who are looking for mamas to take care of them because they all wore out. Listen, I'm telling you what I'm telling you. They wore out. And they wouldn't be good for your lively selves. Wow. They're looking for nursemaids now because they wore out. But they know how to run the mojo, run the game, and get you lured in and making you think that they're looking at somebody else and having you going through an emotional seesaw. I refuse, and hear me well, I refuse to go through an emotional seesaw behind flesh. Geneva Newman, give me a call, darling. You're so seasoned. 951-228-9980. 951-228-9980. That's so true. Okay. I'm calling out names as I see them because I feel led to do that. Generally, I don't do this, but I feel led to do this today because I know this is a hot topic, y'all. Okay. And they use that ploy. And then too, let me tell y'all something. Not only do the research, but all of that they project and that's what they say. You find how many, I'm going to put the question out there. How many of you found yourself being compared in yourself to what they display on their site? How many of you try to fix yourself to fit into that foolishness? And you know that's not you. You know it's not you. But because you want to try to gain their attention, because they're using allurement of words to entrap you, which is you are in an unpleasant situation emotionally. They work that emotional with somebody said witchcraft. I know that's real now. That's another lesson right there. Another genre that another area that I need to get into. They use that. I can read you, baby. Me and you be good together. You know, hey, I see you. I mean, you all of that in the bag of chips. I read something. I listened to a man on, like I said, I listened to things and they gave 10 things that they did not want in a woman who's an alcoholic, who drinks too much, who is loud and obnoxious, who dresses seductively, who has an alluring spirit. Oh, they'll use her. Per this gentleman, he said they will use her, but it's not something they want to marry. Okay? Most men that have some sense. Now, you have some now. I saw a wedding. I don't know if I saw a wedding on one of these TV persons. And I can see the uncomfortability in her husband at the reception. She wore a dress, and when she bent down, you saw all between her legs because there was nothing else to cover, nothing. And the way he was looking like, oh my God. I know he didn't know she was going to wear something like that. Not like that revealing. See, we have to be careful what we identify ourselves to. What we want to mimic to think we're going to keep something that's going to be such a treat to us. When people are entrapped within themselves, y'all. Come on. Somebody call in to me and tell me how you felt. One of the listeners asked that question, how you felt when she was tricked and she found out. Okay. And I'll read her dialogue because this is interesting. I found out things were not the way they were presented to me. I was actually used as a pawn or a trick, or you can say I began to sit back and strategize and watch, and I prayed and asked the Lord to deliver me. And he did. But for most people, some people won't sit back. Some people won't sit back and ask for help. Some people won't sit back and they won't even go and get help. They won't go and talk to anybody because they're too embarrassed because they fell for the treat. Trick or treat. Trick or treat. Trick or treat. That don't even sound good. Trick or treat. And look with the season in which it was presented. Trick or treat. Are you a trick or are you my treat? There she is. Girl, look here. Let me tell you something. I know you got something to say because I'm going off.
Well, even when you look at people who, even when you look at children.
Yes.
Trick or treat thing was about, okay, give me, you're manipulating the house. You're giving me what it was originated, that you have to give me a treat.
Come on.
Or I'm going to trick you. I'm going to do something to retaliate. Give me some candy or I'm going to toilet paper your house.
Wow.
That's what trick or treat really means. Which one do you want? You want to go ahead and give me this treat or do you want a trick? It's manipulation. It is manipulation in its purest form, and we teach children that.
You know it.
But we got them walking around begging for candy we could go to the store and buy. But we are talking about relationships. I've been gone too long, y'all. I'm getting ready to put some seasoning in the pot.
You better go on.
You have to be also careful because it's not just single men and women.
Right.
There are married men who lie, who take off their ring, say they lost it so the dent can go away so they can lie to you.
Oh, listen.
And then pretend their wife is an ex-wife and they treat them so bad.
Let me tell you.
Lay on your shoulder and cry on your shoulder. Wake up and smell the coffee.
I have to drink the coffee on that.
You need to figure out why.
Wow. Talk, girl.
Do you believe this foolishness? Well, he gonna marry me as soon as he get a divorce. Trick or treat. You just got tricked. And you.
and then you trapped with somebody that even the wife didn't want. Oh, God, did I say that? Yes, I did.
And then you emotionally fall in love with a man who is not available.
Boom. Indeed. Same thing with men, Victoria. Same thing. Same thing. They open up themselves and this has ruined, and I'll say this, this kind of stuff has ruined many a people's. Okay. Men, they feel too, y'all. They feel too. They open up their heart. That's why I've heard some. In fact, I did an interview with some. They don't even, they're afraid to even go out there and even pursue because they don't know what they're getting. I said, but what you find out, what you get is that you have to dialogue with them. You cannot go based on what a person looks like from the outward exterior. And that's what people are banking, basically relationships and what they see on the outside. You better dig in because it's an inside job, baby, because they working to trick you on the inside. That's how they trap you. Victoria, we had a caller come in and she made a statement. She said that she was trapped. She was tricked. And she said when she found out, of course, she didn't feel very good. But what she did, she re-strategized. Most people won't re-strategize because they're too far gone.
Yeah.
But do you know people have lost their lives over the tricks and the traps, the treats? Because they were turned out. Let's be real here.
Yeah.
We talking real up in this kitchen. Hello. Was it that great that you can't hardly think?
I don't think so.
Hold on.
Just fed your low self-esteem. Come on, y'all. Let's get your mind back. You know, you can lose it for about 2 seconds, but after three, you got to come back. You got to wake up. You got to breathe. You got to breathe.
Come on.
Let the air get to your brain so you can think and see what's going on. Open up your blinded eyes. Wipe the look. When we was real young and used to be at grandma's house and it would be cold in the house and we had them blankets.
Yeah.
You wake up with crust in the middle of your eyes and you can't see.
Yeah.
That's why I can't see. They were like, wipe your eyes. Wipe the stuff out of your eyes so you can see what's going on.
This is good.
You don't have to be a fool on purpose.
That's good.
You don't have to be a fool on purpose. Some of the lies don't make any sense.
Wow.
And you know they don't make any sense. But he told me, he told me, I saw him call and tell her. You don't know, he probably called his bank line. I saw him call his friend and tell her it was over. He probably called his bank line.
Man, come on.
He probably called a store that was closed, and you so foolish.
Oh.
You listening to this. Aren't you worth more than that?
Come on.
Do you feel like you're worth more? You won't listen to the lies. Or it'll be harder for you to believe it. And it's sad that we as women and men have been through so much. We do have to be a private eye.
You know, and you know, people say, Victoria, they probably said, oh my God, I know all of this. I know all of this. No, you don't. Because if you knew all of this, you wouldn't fail for the trick. Okay. We have to really come clean with ourselves.
Yeah.
And get educated to some things. Don't keep walking with your eyes closed. I told one time, I'll share this with you really quick. There was somebody I was engaged to. I'm being transparent now. And he didn't have them. Anyway, I'll just leave it like that. And I was being so desperate because he was in a position. But yet he wasn't in a position. Okay, I'll just put it like that. Because people talk a good game. And so me wanting so much with the situation I was in mentally, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this man didn't have what he said he had. Not that I'm looking for monetary because that was not my whole aim. Okay. Took me to brand new housing places and said, I'm going to build you a house. I sat on that stuff on that porch. I said, wait a minute. I asked the Lord, I said, drop the scales from my eyes. Take the plugs out of my ears so I can hear what's real. And when I asked him to do that, trust me, a girl starts seeing what was real. Now, folks, when God do show you things like that, it is your choice either to stay into that trap situation, that trick situation, or walk away from it. So guess what I chose to do? Hello, that was years ago. don't, Victoria, what do you think about men making comparisons on what they like and, you know, this, that, and another, comparing you with what they've had? How do you feel about that?
I feel very strongly mad. I don't like comparisons because I feel as though if you need to compare me to Sister Blueberry, then you need to go with Sister Blueberry.
That part.
And also, I want to throw in there about these people that say I love you too quick. He told me he loved me. And you only known him for 2 or 3 weeks. I was, I have a friend. She's my one of my great friends. And I told her about this man told me he loved me. And she said, well, Miss Moody, what did you say? She was a coworker. I said, thank you. She said, Miss Moody, that's not what you're supposed to say. Wow. I said, well, I'm not going to lie to that man and tell you. Say you were supposed to say I love you back. Wow. I said, what do you love that man? He said, well, when are you going to be able to tell me I love you? And I just, you know.
You know what? When you say that, it's almost like it's beginning to be a contractual agreement between you and that individual. Okay. Because they presented something out there that, oh, I love you. So now you have to reciprocate and say, I love you. Well, folks, you have a right to say, no, I don't even know you. I've told him so. Okay. I don't know you. I don't even know your middle name.
Exactly.
I don't even know where you're from. Okay.
And don't you don't know me.
Huh?
I said, and tell them, and they don't, you don't know me.
Exactly.
I don't know you, and you don't know me. A man tried to ask me to marry him. I said, you don't even know my favorite color.
Well, I like what I see.
Well, baby, I told you it was red. I said, red is your favorite color. I mean, come on.
Girl. Listen, go ahead.
That might be why I'm single, because it's got to make sense to me.
Yes.
It's got to make sense to me. You love me. What do you love? You just met me. Mm-hmm. You don't even know what I look like when I'm mad. Because I'm showing you the good side. Cause we all got another side. Save, sanctify, preacher, pimp. We got more than one side. I'm happy right now. So. You don't know. You have to know. The Bible say, know them that labor alone. You got to know. And you want to just get married to people you don't know. I just don't believe in that.
Listen, let me read this to you. I pulled up something while you was talking about moving too fast. Okay. The single most telling thing that seems to derail dating and rushing, moving too fast into something full speed ahead, only hits a wall rather quickly. And by rushing, getting hurt and rejected makes it harder to dust yourself off and continue dating in your search for the right person. Now, I know I'm telling the truth. Mm-hmm. I know I'm telling the truth. They don't know you. And my thing is, and to don't let them manipulate you with words and say, tell them how many women want you and how many men want them. Vice versa. And making you think it's a desperate move that you must make in order to get them. You know anybody like that, Victoria? Now our time is fastly being spent.
Well, we do know people like that. We do know people like that. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, we're getting ready to go into a new year. I'm going to say Happy New Year right now because God is doing new things for me daily. So I'm going to say Happy New Year. But even if you're looking at January the 1st, it's time to wake up now. Mm-hmm. I heard you talking about the strong cup. We giving strong cups of coffee. But strong coffee or espresso is there to give you a jolt. We're trying to wake you up.
Come on.
we're trying to say, okay, you messed up last year. Let's leave all that foolishness behind, and we're going forth with the newness, with strength, with wisdom, to do great exploits, to meet the people who mm-hmm. God ordained for us, and not just playing with scraps in the streets.
That's good. I love it. I love it. Moving too fast. Moving too fast. You make hasty decisions that you don't want to because you want to try to please him or her. You make hasty decisions trying to keep him and her. And it's not common for people to lose themselves. And if you lose yourself in the relationship, your identity is because you're so busy trying to be entrapped. This person has trapped you. And guess what? They've tore you down to fit their mold. We're going to have to continue this dialogue, folks. We're going to have to continue this, and we are going to continue it. Please, please tell your friends, because we have much, much more to cover. And so we are going to continue this, because this is a serious situation. That's why the divorce rates are so high, folks, okay? Because they didn't know who they married. And the pandemic told them a whole lot. I'm just saying, in 2020, come on, who were you, okay? Who did I marry, okay? You didn't look like what I thought you looked like. You're not who I thought you were. And so moving too fast makes you, in most cases, you, when somebody causes you to lose your identity, that, and I talk about narcissistic behavior, because he or she wants you to fit in their mold to make them feel comfortable, because guess what, folks? It's all about me, myself, and I, a person who has that kind of behavior. Listen, it's been a blast. I hated that my girl went out. But anyway, we're not going to have this the next time. We're playing with this system anyway. But I'm glad she made it back. I'm glad the callers came in. We had a blast. We're going to do this again. I don't want you to be afraid, because this is what Miss Cece's Kitchen is about. We're going to talk about the real. We want you to address it. We want you to dialogue. We want you to talk to us. We want to know your feelings. And I read your comments. And so, like I said, it's not the kitchen where I call out names, but sometimes I pick up on a comment that is really, really necessary for us to bring out at that time, because everybody has feelings. And so I appreciate you. The topic was trick or treat.
Oh, treats, boy.
Treats, tricked, only to be trapped. Come on. William, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Anyway, hey guys, gals, wherever you are, you can check out Miss Cece's Kitchen. Did you give us the time?
The time is, oh, I'm sorry. Miss Cece's Kitchen is on every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on each Thursday of the week. You can find us on Spotify. You also can find us on iTunes. Is that
iTunes?
Right? iTunes, and also Studio W Buzz. Go over there. Go ahead and subscribe, y'all. What you afraid of? And you hit the personalities. We're in the archives there. We're in LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
We're there.
Twitter.
We're also Twitter. We're on. What is it?
Facebook.
Facebook. Yeah, we're on Facebook. We want you to come on in and we talk. And this was a blast today. I thank y'all for calling in. But William, I thank you, because we're having a blast, and we just talk about what we talk about.
You talk about what you talk about. Also, you're on Apple CarPlay and Google Play.
Oh, mercy. We are all over the place, y'all. How about that? Hello? And wait a minute. And wait. Sister Celexa. Alexa in
oh,
the pool.
Yeah.
Girl, ooh, come on. All you have to do. And she get an attitude sometime. I get it straight. But anyway, I tell her to pull up. Tell her to launch. Uh-huh. Studio W Buzz. And go to Miss Cece's Kitchen for the archives. And it is fantastic, y'all. You can listen to in your cars. Call us in your cars. This is what we're about. We just in the kitchen, y'all, jacking, talking about what we're talking about. That's all. All right.
That's right. Apple, download studio.w. Android, simply studio W. Just like Miss Cece said, studiowbuzz.com. That's the website. Please subscribe. Leave a comment. We want to know what you guys are thinking. All right.
Yes.
So anyway, got another show coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's Mad Mike. That's right. Mad Mike and Wild Will. Coast to coast. Coming up, right?
I need to come and give both y'all the blues, because you're
oh, well, you know how to reach me. Send me a request.
Anyway.
Hey, have a good night, everyone. Love the show. Love the show. Check out Miss Cece's Kitchen each Thursday, 7 p.m. on the East, 4 p.m. on the West, 6 Central on Studio W Buzz, Global Radio Network. Keep it locked.